Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Deidre. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
I would like to file a new claim.
Okay. So let's take a look at that for you. Have you filed before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you go ahead and help me verify your social?
418-082993.
418-082993, correct?
Yes.
Can you go ahead for me and verify your first and last name and date of birth?
LaShonda Jordan in 5480.
And mother's maiden name?
Blunt.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the U.S. Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Highest grade level completed?
12.
And can you give me, you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you give me that driver's license number? And what state is that driver's license with?
729-5799, Alabama.
729-5799, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit to your checking or savings account. Or you can get the Alabama prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered out to you once you are approved for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend you do direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Do you have your rallying account number?
Yes.
Now, with a direct deposit, it has to be a physical bank you can walk into. So, Cash App, Chime, or current card will not be available.
Okay.
Okay, can you go ahead for me and start with that routing number?
Okay, it is 2622-7641.
That was 2622-7641?
Mm-hmm.
And your bank account number?
174. And then it's like 50.
174 and 50s.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then it's 45968.
So I have 174-0000-45968.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is that a checking account?
Right.
Ma'am?
Did you count 50s?
Yes.
A lot. Okay.
Okay, is that a checking account or a savings account?
I have both. It's checking account, though.
Okay. Okay, let me check that routing number one more time. There was 26.
My routing number has a zero on the end, but I'm not sure if that number is included, but it's spaced out from the rest of the number.
410.
Yes, at the end.
Okay. Let me add that to your address. Can you go ahead for and verify that for me?
I have a different address than what you guys have, but it's 743 North University Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104.
36104.
36104. Mhm.
And university is
UNIVERSITY. University, I think S-I-T-Y, yeah.
Your home and your mailing address, is that the same?
What do you guys have?
We just want to make sure that your home address is the same as your mailing address. Like some people have a home address.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your phone number. Can you go ahead for me and verify that?
334. I have a new number. Then what may be on there?
Mm-hmm.
My new number is 334-235-4383.
235-4383. So I have your address as 743 North University Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary for you to verify your identity when filing claims. You will be asked to answer a random generated question. Which of the following vehicles have you rented, have you owned or leased? A 2000 Daewoo, a 2001 Oldsmobile, a 2005 Audi A6, a 2008 Mercedes-Benz E-Classic, or never been associated with any of these vehicles?
What was the second one?
The second was a 2001 Oldsmobile Arrow.
No, neither one of those. I had a 2001 Buick with Savory, but...
Okay. And which of the following cities has currently or formerly been associated to you? Wetumpka, Florence, Birmingham, Bessemer, or none of the above?
Wetumpka.
Which of the following address have you ever been associated to? 1320 Jackson Avenue North, 1909 West Street, 201 Etowah Avenue, or 214 South Hobbs Avenue?
219 West Street.
Can you read that for me?
Was it 219 West Street?
1909 West Street?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I said 219.
Oh, it's okay. So let's go ahead and continue. Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA notification?
Not that I know of. What is that?
Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
When was your last day working?
February 9th, 2022.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? We have 235-4383.
Yes, that's a new number.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work in any other state other than Alabama with the federal government? Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Has the work you perform was in the same with the same employer than you reported last time? Was the work performed at this last job at your same employer you reported for the first time you filed?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate office for a business?
No.
Are you currently registered or attending school?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you ever applied or are you receiving pension from an employee that you worked for in the 18 months?
No.
Have you applied or receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain exclusively hiring through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Teacher assistant.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Yeah, but I'm open to other things.
Okay. And what was the name of the facility you was working with?
Family Guidance Center of Alabama.
Okay. And do you have their phone number?
Hold on 1 second. Would I need to give the center the Head Start name, or Family Guidance is over us, but the building that I work in is actually like a Head Start building, so do I need to?
So it'd be better, yeah, it'd be better off if you give the Family Guidance.
Okay. Let me see what Family Guidance number is. Hold on 1 second. Okay, it's 334-270-4100.
Can you repeat that for me one more time so I can make sure I have everything correctly?
334-270-4100.
Okay, and when was your first day there?
August of 2017, like August 8th or something.
2017.
Mhm. But we were under community action then.
And your last day was February the 9th.
Mhm.
And that was in Montgomery as well.
No, we come to.
Okay, one moment. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, such as vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you currently no longer working?
I was terminated.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and did they give you any reason, specifically reason why?
Really, it was I was having transportation problems.
Okay.
So for that reason.
Okay, can you give me the name of the person that discharged you?
Julie Height.
Height.
Mm-hmm. H-I-G-H-T.
J-U-L-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I had called and said I was going to be, said I was going to be late. And I didn't get there at the time that I said I was going to be there. So she just sent me a text and said that I was terminated.
Did you any prior warnings to the same or similar acts?
Ma'am.
Did they give you any warning before they discharge you?
No.
And what did you do to try to resolve this problem prior to your discharge?
Prior to my discharge, I let them know that I was having transportation problems. And I ended up getting another car. But I let them know.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Do you still remember your PIN number, or do we need to reset it?
I think I still remember it.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and... get everything done for you. One moment. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It does take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work for Alabama Career Center. You must visit a career center or visit alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. It will be updated for 90 days. Failure to go back and do so after those 90 days may result in interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim. Unemployment calendar days begins on a Sunday and ends on a Saturday. You must file your weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to keep your claims benefits for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in the claims not going through for that week. If you want to do it by telephone, you can call 334-954-904-094. If you're doing it by web, you can log on to labors.alabama.gov. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday, by telephone or either internet. You cannot make it on a Saturday. Our information booklet will be mailed out to you. The booklet just explains your rights, responsibility, and how your claim is determined. Also, make sure you read it over that booklet. It will give you information. So if you fail to follow the instructions of the booklet, could be preventing any loss of losing your benefits. If you don't receive the booklet within 7 days, make sure you give a call back at 800-361-4524. And your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview. Discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by letter or either by phone, so we can have a discussion about your claim and what's going on. Okay, Ms. Jordan, we have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any questions?
No. So the next step is you will be contacting my employer.
Yes, but also make sure. If you don't receive that letter, just make sure you still log on to complete your claim for each week.
Okay, so go ahead and start that this Sunday coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We want to thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.